Cole Keith is on a tear and the Tigers keep winning. They are 25 games over 500. You don't have to pinch yourself. This is actually happening.
Insane.
They are one win away from 60 before the All-Star break. AJ Hinch will join us later in the show. We've got Jeff Rieger in today. And Jeff, we have an All-Star replacement. And this broke overnight. People may have missed this. Alex Bregman will not play in the All-Star game.
I missed this.
Yes. You know, we talked about it yesterday, the irony of you needed Bregman out to get McKinstry in. Well, Bregman is out.
So who's in?
It's not McKinstry.
What?
Junior Caminero. Tampa Bay Rays, their third All-Star.
Okay, so hold on a second.
Do you have an issue with this? And I'll throw it out to the people, 248-539-9797. There's been a real push to get McKinstry in as that utility guy, the first replacement. He gets passed over by Caminero.
Okay, if I were to get upset or uppity about the All-Star game to begin with, I absolutely 100% would have an issue with this. So Junior Caminero, 1.6 war. Zach McKinstry, 2.5 war. McKinstry, 283 batting average. Caminero, 30 points less. OPS, 790 for Caminero. 817 for Zach McKinstry. The biggest difference is home runs. Caminero has 21. McKinstry has 7.
Yeah, but
so that's a pretty big difference.
But hold on. Let's do power and speed. So Caminero has 21 homers and 5 stolen bases.
Okay,
McKinstry closes the gap because I think he's got 7 or 8 homers and he's got 13 stolen bases. My point is it's not as dramatic of an edge for Caminero, even when you factor in speed and power.
No, I agree with you. I mean, listen, the Tigers have 4. The Rays had 2. Mm-hmm. So now they have 3. I don't know how they get to Caminero over McKinstry. I think McKinstry, without a doubt, could have been the All-Star.
Should have been over Caminero.
I think so.
Again, if we're going to turn...
If you're going to go crazy over it, the problem is, I mean, I hear people go nuts this last couple days about it. It's hard for me to get so upset about an All-Star snub. And by the way, I talked to Zach McKinstry the other day, ring the bell, and I don't know this for a fact, but he seems pretty dead set about going to the lake and hanging with his wife for 3 days. Just saying, maybe he's happy about it. I'm just saying, come on, are we really going to get this upset over Zach McKinstry?
Well, I think Benetti has made it a point that at least once a broadcast, they have to do the full graphic package, show a sign in the crowd, give the case for him to be an All-Star.
Well,
it's been an every single day thing.
Well, he's going to be upset because yesterday, and I caught some of the broadcast, he went on and on about the new analytics of a baseball player, what the All-Star game in Major League Baseball wants. They want Zach McKinstry. They want an athletic guy that can steal bags, that can play multiple positions, and Caminero beats him out. Here's what I would say, though. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Caminero plays third base every day. Mm-hmm. McKinstry doesn't.
Sure.
Does that play a role?
No, because nobody's playing 9 innings of an All-Star game. McKinstry's played enough.
He's the third baseman.
Yeah,
although Javi's the center fielder, so I get it.
How many McKinstry's played, and I don't have this in front of me, most of his games at third base, right? I mean, would you take, if I said it confidently enough, would you believe that?
Yes, I
would. Okay, all right.
Yeah, you could totally lie to me. I'd be like, oh yeah, I heard Costa say it.
Costa on the radio said he's played most of his games at third base. I know he's played all over. He shortened a pinch right field the other day. I feel like most of the time McKinstry's at third base. It's not exclusively third base, but who the hell cares? He could play 3 innings of third in the All-Star game, and that's his primary position anyway. I don't care that Caminero's played more innings at third base, because I'm sure he has.
Yeah, so Zach McKinstry this year in 2025, my God, this guy plays a lot of positions. 48 games at third base. The next highest is 27 at right field.
Okay, so yeah.
I would buy it. Nicely enough.
Because it's true.
Yeah.
That's why you'd buy it.
Well, yes. And you said it, too. I trust you.
Okay.
You're very smart.
I'm with you. And I don't want to turn this into Radio of the Aggrieved because we didn't get our 5th All-Star. He was on the fringe anyway. Like, there's a case, him versus Jazz Chisholm. There's a case, him versus Junior Caminero. I would lean McKinstry. I would lean on war. I would lean on OPS. There's plenty of numbers to justify McKinstry as an All-Star.
The bottom line is, like, the OPS kills me, right? Like, if you wanted to get upset over it, and it's the whole premise, if you wanted to get angry, which, by the way, at 6:22 on a Wednesday, who the hell is angry? Well, a lot of people. They're probably driving to work. But OPS, one is in the 800s. The other isn't. That, to me, is the determining factor. McKinstry gets the nod.
Yeah.
But the homers is a big deal, too, I feel. 21-7 is a big discrepancy.
What did you make of the comment of like what Major League Baseball wants in the All-Star game? Because I was listening and it seemed like a little back and forth with Dierks and Benetti, because the debate of, do you want household names in the All-Star game? Is that what the All-Star game's for? Because I would argue Baez is there on name more than the production.
Okay, to be fair.
Or do you want the story of who's doing it that season? Zach McKinstry would make sense. Can you have it both ways? Can you say, I want who's the best, but I also want Javi in? Because I don't know that he's one of the five best outfielders by the numbers.
Yeah, but Javi was voted by Tiger fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got massive crowds at Comerica Park.
No, but I'm
Park.
Just talking, what do you want from the All-Star game?
I got you.
Do you want household names or do you want the best players? Because
I want household names.
Then you want Baez and you don't want McKinstry.
Yes.
And if you want players, then you would say McKinstry and leave out Baez.
Right. I mean, let's be honest. The majority of people actually watching the All-Star game probably isn't a ton to begin with.
Yeah.
And you're going to forget about this by the time the All-Star game is over. But I hear you. I would want the names just like they do the legacy names. Remember, like, hey, let's get Miguel Cabrera to the All-Star game.
Kershaw this year.
Exactly. Yeah. When he doesn't deserve it. So I agree the names. But with that being said, like Caminero's not a name.
No.
McKinstry's not a name.
No.
If you wanted to be pissed about this,
you
wanted to do the whole Detroit versus everybody, if you wanted to say McKinstry got screwed, I buy it. I'm just not going to get upset over it.
Could I say
that's the All-Star game.
Could I say Torque got screwed?
Yes.
He leads all first basemen in home runs in baseball. If we're doing the Caminero thing, like none of the logic is consistent. If it's just about who has the most bombs Caminero's in, then Torque could have been in.
The funny thing
is, Vest has a real case to be in.
I think Casey Mize has a decent case.
He missed a little time and he's in that pot of pitchers that you could have put in, sure. But then we come across as, why didn't we have 9 All-Stars? Why didn't we have 10 All-Stars?
Why aren't we the Pistons of 2005? But that's the thing.
And at the same time, we're the same city that says, we don't need the stars. We're a team.
Right,
it's this weird paradox that we find ourselves
like we
in.
We love our role player, McKinstry, but we want him to be an All-Star, but he'd still be a role player. No, it's weird, though, because if I were to tell you last year that next year, this year, you're going to have 4 All-Stars, you'd be giddy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, can one of them be in the Home Run Derby? How about this? McKinstry in the Home Run Derby. Do you have to be an All-Star to be in the Home Run Derby?
No, because is O'Neal Cruz? He's not an All-Star, right?
I don't think so.
And he just got announced to the Derby yesterday.
Let's do that.
All right. Settle it that way.
Or Baez. Who would you rather see? Riley Green
Riley
or Baez?
Riley Green's the answer. With that lefty uppercut
Javi
swing.
Javi Baez in the All-Star. Like, in the Home Run Derby, Baez with that swing. That'd be pretty fun to watch.
248-539-9797.
So do you think today, on the ticket, middays, Valeni and Rico, do you think people are going to be furious? We're not leading the charge.
This over-exaggerating of furious and anger, people aren't angry about this.
Are they irked? What's
you
the
can
word?
Make the Myth? Argument from McKinstry. It's a nice story, but there's nobody angry about this, okay?
Miffed. Well, I've heard some anger, Tom.
By the way, last night, Jacob Wilson for the A's got hit in the wrist. Of early reports are it's nothing serious, but being so close to the All-Star game, he's a shortstop. Maybe another hole has opened up.
McKinstry can play short, you know.
I've heard that. Do I think there will be outrage? No. I think middays will lead a charge more than we will or afternoons will.
I do believe there'll be a massive conversation.
Are you saying will fans be outraged?
Yes,
yeah, fans
yes,
will.
Yes,
but
yes.
I thought you were asking, will a host personally stand on the table
I
and
think
shout?
Gator will. He'll take his shirt off and he'll yell from the heavens. Okay. Absolutely. You
Mike
think
made
so?
It sound that way. Mike made it sound that way yesterday.
That
like,
what?
Because he did a topic about what's the deal with the city and role player
I heard
city.
That, yeah.
And then he over-exaggerated and he used your name. We've got people getting on their mountaintop saying McKinstry should be in. No, we're just throwing the idea out there that you could make the case.
Okay.
They're two different things.
I didn't hear him say that. That's a funny exaggeration. I mean, I would...
Are you upset?
No. Look, if anybody was going to do it, it'd be the Central Michigan grad on the station.
Oh, that's a good point.
Who would sit here and go, this is another one of these disrespect for the little guy arguments. I could have done it. I didn't. The last 2 days with Stoney, we've gone out of our way, basically what you said, to say I'm not going to do the woe is me routine. I think there's a case. I think when you're on the fringe, though, you're not a snub. You're one of a bunch of guys that could have got in.
I thought he misrepresented you when he did that.
He's never done that before.
No, he never has.
I don't understand how you don't see why people believe he could be an All-Star. Because that's the position he's in. He's in the extreme here.
Oh, I think
everybody else is
though.
Having the conversation about, oh, he's among the guys right. that could have been an All-Star. And he's like, why am I taking phone calls on Zach McKinstry in the All-Star game? I don't know, dude, because he's in a pot of guys that could have been there.
The funny thing is, if you look at McKinstry over the course of the last couple days, yesterday, he steals two big time bags, right? Two walks, steals two bags, huge runs at the time. And then go back to Sunday. I mean, my God, the guy comes in as a pinch runner and gets the third base, scores on a wild pitch. So he does do a little of everything. Now,
he's second on the team in war among position players, third on the team overall behind only Green and Skubal. Why would anybody call this radio station to make the case for him to be an All-Star?
Totally could. I just don't understand people getting upset over it.
Yeah.
Although maybe Tom's right. Maybe the average person is not upset. Annoyed?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what AJ says at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll talk to him 8:02.
He should probably just bash Junior Caminero. And by the way, Caminero's in town tonight. You should boo him.
Yeah, we got texters saying, hey, send a message.
Yeah, boo him. Boo him. Boo Caminero. Boo Junior. Tonight. Do you think maybe McKinstry and Caminero fight? Kind of like that golf course video we saw. Have you seen that?
No. What is that?
You haven't seen that?
No.
There's a golfer talking a lot of smack because they're moving too slow, and he gets his ass kicked by a former enforcer for the Florida Panthers. You haven't seen this video?
Which Florida Panther?
I forget the guy's name. It's all over social media. Okay. Yeah,
I think I found it.
Yeah.
Video? They're animated. Yeah. They fight?
They fight.
It's a minute long. I'm not going to do this.
Well, it's not really a fight. The enforcer kicks his ass.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch.
And then he lands a couple blows.
Yeah, well, while he lands the blows, he yells, bang, bang, bang. It's really cool.
He fights him hockey style. Yeah. He has him grabbed with one hand, and then he's swinging away.
Well, you can tell he doesn't really want to fight, but the guy won't shut up. The little guy won't shut up. So the enforcer throws him. He throws him in the pond at one point, lands a couple haymakers.
And you think McKinstry's doing that today?
I think he should do that to Caminero, yes.
Ticket texters. So, would you guys prefer to have a varsity All-Star game and a JV All-Star game so the big names can be seen and the smaller names can get recognition? So, what, instead of AL, NL, you have like household names versus the non-household names?
It's an exhibition, for crying out loud. Nobody cares anyway. There is more craziness about who gets in than people that actually watch the damn game. Come on.
Hinch needs to get Zach a bat or two at catcher. Then he will have played all spots. It would be a lock, Pat and Romeo. Hey, Cookie, stop crying about the All-Star game.
Yeah, seriously. You're out of control. Out of control. Seriously.
I can't win.
All you do is whine.
I can't. I do whine a lot. I don't feel like I've whined at all about McKinstry.
And by the way, very quickly, the whole like, and McKinstry said this the other day, he loves playing all the different positions. You know who that reeks of? Shane Halter. Not an All-Star. Like, that's not All-Star behavior. Even though I think he deserves to go over Junior Caminero.